T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
If you've been paying any attention, you've noticed the story in the headlines this morning. Denise has been talking about it all morning. One of the chief investigators, a former FBI agent with the City Circuit Attorney's Office, is in a bit of trouble, facing charges now, 6 different counts of perjury, a count of tampering with evidence. And we're welcoming Chet Pleben, of course, with the Pleben & Petruska Law Firm. Chet, how are you, my friend?
Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Go ahead. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Doing good. Yeah. I appreciate you giving us time from the golf course today.
I wish. When I'm back in St. Louis, it's always work.
I'm just kidding you. We appreciate having you on here. You know, I thought this was interesting, and you and I have talked about this during the Greitens case a year ago, how the St. Louis City Circuit Attorney's Office had mishandled parts of this particular case. And there have been indications for a while now, with the search warrant controversy and everything going on, that this special prosecutor was going to come up with something potentially criminal coming out of the circuit attorney's office. What's your reaction to the news yesterday on Don Tissaby?
Well, no surprise, Mark, because remember going back.
I'm sorry, are you there? I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Maybe we hang up and
we'll try again.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We're having some trouble there this morning at Chet. We're gonna see if we can get you back on here. And I don't know if it's maybe it's a cell signal.
That's what it sounded like.
Yep. I think the Russians are jamming us.
You think so?
They don't want to, or maybe it's the circuit attorney's office is jamming us, and they don't want us to talk to Chet Pleben. You think that's probably it? Anyway, I was reading here. Scott Rosenblum, who was the attorney for Eric Greitens, said that this was one of the worst cases of prosecutorial misconduct that he had seen. And that was interesting. And that's something else, of course, that I wanted to speak to Chet about. Chet, are you there?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, sorry about that. You were talking about your reaction to this Tissaby case.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because what I was saying was, remember several months ago, Bob Durker, who was a former circuit judge, who was her chief trial attorney, represented to the court that Tissaby had committed perjury. So it comes as no surprise to me that when they convened a grand jury, that clearly his testimony during that deposition was clear perjury. And so, you know, and you've got 6 counts at 7 years per count. That's a lot of time potentially for this guy. But let's go back up a minute. Remember, what she said was, I had to hire this guy because the St. Louis Police Department would not investigate this. Well, the chief of the police department, Hayden, said, that's not true. That's false. You didn't need to go to Michigan or wherever this character is from to hire him to get involved with this. The police department certainly would have done it.
Yeah, and now when you get into the weeds on what they've accused him of concealing a series of documents from defense attorneys, lying under oath during a deposition about matters that might have substantially affected the outcome of the Greitens case. It's almost strikes me as unbelievable that this would have gone on, because it sounds like a concealment of some sort, and the circuit attorney would have been oblivious to that.
Well, she's sitting there during the course of his deposition. They're testifying. Remember, they're testifying. Well, the video that Tissaby used when he first interviewed this alleged victim, that interview malfunctioned. And what she said was, well, you know, several times we went ahead and tried to fix it. We couldn't do it. Well, that was false, too, because according to the indictment, the IT people were never contacted and never even looked at this video. So all of a sudden now the video surfaces. There was a question of whether or not he had taken notes during that period of time that were not disclosed to the defense. Shows on the video, clearly, he's taking notes. So when he testifies in front of the grand jury to all of this, and he testifies that he never took any notes, and he testifies to a variety of other things that are listed in the indictment, she's sitting next to him. She's defending the deposition.
Right.
And she listens to all this testimony, knowing full well that she gave him notes prior to that interview, which he denies receiving from her, knowing full well all of the information that's contained in the indictment was categorically false. And what does she do? She sucks her thumb, does nothing about it, and continues to say, well, I don't know anything about this, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that, and never provides it to the defense. Now, she's going to have an ethical problem, obviously. I'm sure that the ethics folks down in Jefferson City are going to take a hard look at this to determine why she didn't do anything with respect to the his testimony, why she told Bob Durker not to report it to the police.
Right. Right. You know, Scott Rosenblum is quoted in the papers calling it one of the worst cases of prosecutorial misconduct that he's seen in his 36 years of practicing criminal defense law. I don't know if there's a little hyperbole there or not, but I mean, he claims this is serious misconduct.
Well, I'll see his 36 years. I'll add my 45 and I'll make the same,
okay.
Statement.
All right. Well, that cements it. Yeah, that cements it.
Yeah.
Chet Pleben, listen, I appreciate your input on this. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Chet Pleben there giving us his thoughts this morning on the Don Tissaby case and what's going on in Kim Gardner's office over here. It's a head shaker, that's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.